sense that in in the room just now, many of us have different kinds of struggles with the concept of repentance. And we all know the difference between repentance and New Year's resolutions, don't we? There's an important principle that the Puritans understood when they came to a crisis point and understood that God was looking for something that was going to change the complete direction of his people. They got before God in solemn assembly and began to cry out to God for what they called the gift of tears. They prayed for the gift of tears. And they were in sound biblical footing for praying in that way. There's an interesting, almost throwaway line in what Peter said to the Jerusalem council when he was asked to give an account for what had happened when he had fellowship with Gentiles at Simon the Tanner's house, or rather at the Roman soldier's house, Cornelius's house. And at the end of his statement, he made this challenge to the council. He said, if then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent. And they glorified God, saying, listen to this, they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life. Repentance is something granted by God. So you see, it doesn't matter which way you slice the gospel, the initiative always lies with God. Okay, so I want to suggest then that I want to lead us in a prayer right now in which we actually do what the Puritans did, and we ask God for the gift of tears. We can't manufacture this. It would be completely false, and God would not be impressed. He would see right through it, and it wouldn't bless us, and it wouldn't change anything. But I do believe that we have a biblical basis for asking that God would grant us the repentance that he's challenging us to express. Okay, let's just pray. Father God, how tender is your heart toward us all. You're not, never have been in the condemnation business. You did not send your son to condemn the world, but because the world was already condemned, you sent your son to be the saviour of the world. Oh, how tender your heart is toward us. And when we were enemies, we were reconciled to you by the death of your son. If you did that for us when we were your enemies, how could we wonder that you would refuse us any good gift now that we are, by your grace and mercy, your children? Father, we are deeply impressed with you. Deeply amazed at the mercy we have received. Deeply astonished to think that once we were your enemies. We hadn't a clue, Lord. We had no idea that we were hostile to you. But that didn't prevent the outreach of your grace to us. And now that you have saved us, now that you have rescued us, now that you have justified the ungodly and remained just in yourself because Jesus bore all our sins in his body on the tree, how we marvel at your redemptive plan. Father, on the basis of all that you have done for us and all that Jesus is to us, we ask you now, as our forefathers did in olden times, please grant us repentance. Send to us the gift of tears. Not crocodile tears, not the tears of a moment's inspiration. There we hear and see what's in your word and then walk away and forget what we look like in the mirror. But the tears, the sorts of tears that you collect in your bottle, because our tears are precious to you. But we need to get those tears from you, Father. We need to get repentance from you. It needs to be a deep thing that runs right to the core of our being, and that you would be honoured and glorified, and that we would face another direction from the one we've been on. May it be so for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.